Ramona, these texts just keep coming. It's not stopping, this little community warfare thing that's going on. Texter says it takes 1 minute to drive through Fair Play. The texter's an idiot. it's absolutely endless. You know, and I don't remember how this started when Rudy said he was moving to Fair Play. That started.
I know. He said, I'm moving to Fair Play, and I don't know why. That's what he said.
Yeah. Clemson Brad said they both suck. I have no idea. Now I'm getting the Honey Path hate. They said, if you leave Honey Path, you leave Ed. Oh, that might be right. They said, are people fighting? Whoops. Texted Fair Play Bakery has the best jalapeno cheese bread ever. See that?
Oh, you might like that.
I've been wondering where Brooke was. Have you seen anything from Brooke the last couple of days? Brooke's usually in here right at the start every day. I was a little worried about it. Now, she just wrote. Listen, every place sucks because there's people. Oh my God. Brooke the
Bell.
Oh, that's what she wrote. Yes. Listen, every place sucks because there's people from Brooke the Bell. See, she's exposed herself again, Ramona.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. A few minutes from now, she'll be going, that ain't what I meant. Right. I meant people over here.
She's the Lady Godiva of people hating.
He hates people.
That's right. Dex said Iva is worse than all of them. I'll tell you this about Iva. I've had many occasions to drive through Iva, and all I know about Iva is this. Everybody has warned me a million times that if you drive through Iva at 1 mile an hour over the speed limit, you are getting a ticket.
Oh, really?
At least, yeah. People have warned me over and over about Iva in that regard. So every time I drive through Iva, I'm like driving like a friggin' stagecoach on three wheels. I crawl through Iva when I have to go through Iva. See? Right here, Ramona. Texas said, Iva is a speed trap straight from hell. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what everyone has told me about Iva. That's why every time I've had to drive, I don't even like driving through it for that reason. I don't know if that's fair or not.
Yeah, that's hard to be exact on the speed when there. Exactly.
The speed limit's like 25 driving through that main area of Iva that I've driven through, Ramona. I don't know what it is exactly, but I would like set my speed thing at like 20 because, I heard that from enough people that convinced me it's true. And now, look, unsolicited, other people keep saying that. Dex said, that's true. I got pulled over in my work truck. Got pulled over doing 35 and a 30. See? See what I'm saying? They all know the truth about, apparently, about Iva. Dex said, my ex-wife is from Iva and Fair Play area, so there's definitely nothing good there. Matthew said, it's only a speed trap if they catch you. That might be true. What is this? Doug said, I va to live somewhere else. Doug said, bunch of inbreds live in Iva. I can't prove that. I wouldn't know that. I've never, because of everything I've been told about Iva, I never stopped there. You know, like even if I'm hungry and there's like a place to eat there, I don't stop there. I just try and get through there is what I try and do. Now, again.
It's probably smart with that speed trap. Yeah.
Now, the mayor of Iva might dispute this. I don't know who the mayor of Iva is. Apparently, he's Harry Speed Trap.
Well, if they're that small, they got to get money from something.
Yeah, I don't know. But I know way too many people have told me that for it not to be true. Tiger Arley says, yet every time I've been to Iva, there are side-by-side UTVs everywhere on the road. I don't know. All I know is that's... Isn't Mickey from Iva?
I don't know exactly where Mickey's from.
I think Mickey's from Iva originally. I believe so. Now, again, Mickey probably knows everybody in Iva, so he probably can't get a ticket. He'd probably go 90 through Iva and not get a ticket. But Tech said, Iva hate is so unwarranted. Well, I'm not giving you Iva hate. I don't know Iva, as I said. I'm giving you Iva speed information that I've been told by everybody, in which like 10 texters are. Tech said, can't we all be friends? Yeah, look, I mean, if you live in Iva, you probably don't get tickets. But if you like drive through Iva, again, that's Irmo. That's right. Mickey's from Irmo. That's it. Yeah, I get Irmo and Iva mixed up. That's probably not good. Yeah, that's it. He's from Irmo. Yeah, yeah. You're right. It's Irmo, not Iva. It sounds a little like Iva. Irmo, Iva. But no, you people are right. You're right. Clemson Cheesehead says, Iva, Fairplay, Honeypath. I've worked them all. Bring your gun.
Wow. That's just right to it.
Okay, what's it say? Iva speed limit is 35 when it should be 50. It might be. It might be. Iva has lots of $3 ribeye steak trucks. You know, remember I told you just recently, I saw it, they were on sale. Remember I told you, I hadn't seen one of those vehicles in a while, but recently, down here somewhere, I saw them, they were, what did I say they were? Weren't they a buck a piece?
I don't know, I remember you talking about it, yeah, but I don't remember saying how much they were.
I think they were like a buck a piece. Ribeyes for a buck a piece. Okay, you know what? And there were some people standing out there, Ramona, waiting.
Get them.
Yeah, look.
Meat out of a truck.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry. Okay, when you're telling me it's a dollar a piece, I'm not eating it. All right? I'm not eating that. There's just no way. I don't know what that is. It's a ribeye from what? I mean, okay, it may be a ribeye, but what's it from? What animal? Normally, my steaks come from cows. You know, if you're selling ribeyes for like a dollar a piece on the corner, I question what your ribeyes are made of. Maybe it's just me, but I don't know. I have to pass on. I have to pass on dollar ribeyes. Maybe a great deal. You know, Texas said from China. Yeah, I don't know where they're getting them from. I have no concept. These people, by the way, these people in the meat truck business. They will find you anywhere. Now, and this is different than the ribeye crowd. The ribeye crowd, it was like 15, maybe it was $2, maybe it was 15 ribeyes for 30 bucks. It was something like that, like 15 ribeyes for 30 bucks. The ribeye people, that's different than the meat truck people, Ramona. The meat truck people, but the meat truck people will find you friggin' anywhere, absolutely anywhere. They're like Jehovah's Witnesses. They will find you absolutely anywhere. The meat truck people, you know, I live in a rural area. I have had multiple times that these meat truck people have pulled up my driveway. I'm like, man, get out of here.
They come to your house?
Oh, yeah. They will find you at your house. Yeah, the meat truck people, when they get desperate enough, they will find you at your house. No, man. Out. Get out. I'm not interested in your meat truck meats.
I never heard of door-to-door meat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those people find you, like I said, they're like Jehovah's Witnesses. That's my, that. And when I say those people find you anywhere, Ramona, listen to this. I think I may have told this story before, but I'm not 100% sure. This was many, many years ago, okay? I, with company, am in a vacation cabin in Vermont, all right? The road to get to this cabin that I rented on this giant farm property. The road to get to this cabin, Ramona, it's like 20 miles through snow and terrible conditions. Then once you got to this farm, okay, You can't even see the cabin. The cabin's set miles up on top of a hill in the woods, in the woods, and it's completely snow. It's snow everywhere, right? I'm getting out of the shower, and I've got a towel wrapped around me when I hear a knock on the door. I am a million miles. What's that song, Dwight Yoakam, A Million Miles from Nowhere? I am a million miles from nowhere. And there is a knock at the friggin' door. And like I said, I had to drive 20 miles down a nearly impassable road with four-wheel drive and snow and everything just to get to this property before I drove another 5 miles to get to this cabin, which is up in the woods. Ramona, I open the door, and it's a station wagon full of Jehovah's Witness women. There are like four of them, and they're trying to indoctrinate me. I'm like, I start laughing. I'm like, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. You people drove like 20 miles down that road I just drove.
Maybe there was a different way.
No, there wasn't. And like 5 miles, there's only one way. And like 5 miles up to this cabin. To knock on the door of a vacation cabin? I mean, you know, I was like stunned. Like, first of all, when I heard the knock, I was stunned. You know, because there should not have been anybody knocking anywhere. You know, like
that is kind of odd.
Right. Like it makes you want to, you know, grab the gun, you know, because you think like, okay, I don't know what's going on here. But yeah. Tess said, what do you mean, you people? I mean, you people, Jehovah's Witnesses. He's got a bunch of laughing emojis. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know they're diligent, but I mean, come on, man. I mean, you know, look, it's like the Halloween trick or treater thing. You know, like if you're a kid and you're looking for a big bag of candy, you don't pick the one house that's 20 miles away. You know, you hit the bunch of houses together, right?
Right. It would make more sense right. for you to do that.
I don't know. What did this say? Tess said law enforcement got on to the police in Iowa for writing so many speeding tickets after one officer wrote over 150 speeding tickets in 1 month. See? Did I tell you?
Wow.
Did I tell you?
How about a bankroll?
Yeah. I told you. That's what I've always heard. Texas said, plot twist, you rented the cabin from the Jehovah's Witnesses. That's how they need to be there. That's their game plan on how they get people in. That's from Dre. You know, Dre, I never considered that. You might be right. Matt and Anderson. Matt, my eyes are watering up for that, Ramona. Matt and Anderson. Matt, how are you?
Walt, how you doing, man?
Good, Matt. Appreciate you getting in.
Good, man. Look, I've called you show before about the underdog specifically.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you remember me telling you this or not, but I'm a meat cutter. I've been a butcher for 15, going on 16 years. And I'm going to tell you something about them little ribeye steaks. First of all, I will tell you from just knowledge and experience, they do come from a cow. I can tell by the size. If they was deer or any kind of other animal, they would be a significantly smaller. So I can tell by the size it's definitely a cow. But where it comes from and how they able to sell it for a dollar and all that stuff in the middle, I couldn't tell you, man.
From 48-year-old cows. What's the life expectancy of a cow?
The life expectancy?
Yeah, I have no idea.
You, man, I just cut them. I have no idea. I just cut them. I've never Googled that one, man.
I'm thinking these ribeyes must come from cows that are like way past the expiration point.
That's a good question.
Yeah. What? Look that up for me, Ramona. Tell me what the life expectancy is.
We'll
check this
really
out on Underdog.
Either,
and maybe
Walt.
We can play this on Underdog, higher or lower. What's the life expectancy of a cow?
I don't think that either, though, man, because at a certain point, a ribeye starts to turn green, especially even if you got it. The only way it's not going to turn color is if you freeze it, if it's been frozen forever. Maybe they've been frozen for 10 years, and now they're, you know,
yeah, that
stalling
could be
them
it.
Out,
yeah.
trying to sell them for a dollar.
Yeah,
I
that
mean,
could, that
that's
could
the
be
only
it.
Thing I can figure.
Yeah.
But anyway, Walt, Underdog.
You know, I love steak,
team.
But I don't love steak that much.
Yeah, I hate it.
I'm not risking buying $1 ribeyes from some dude on the side of the road. No.
Walt, I'll do you one better, and this is not to disrespect anybody that's listening that do buy these steaks, but I wouldn't even buy one thinking of giving it to my dog.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't, man.
Yeah.
But anyway, on the underdog, Philadelphia is my team. I know you know Tony that calls in every now and then. That's the Mets fan and the Eagles fan.
Well, yeah, we had Tony, Philadelphia fan. Faxon's a Philly
fan. Yeah, he's basically my brother, so I got to talk to him,
oh,
too.
About that.
But, man, what do you think about the game tonight, man? Do you think Saquon will get his yards? Do you think Dallas' D is going to show up no matter what? I mean, what do you see?
Well, look, Dallas has had trouble stopping the run, so logically it makes sense that, you know, that people are viewing this game as – you know, potentially that type of game where Dallas simply can't stop Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts on the ground, and that Philadelphia exerts control over the game. I think all those things could be true. I still think I think that number is like 8.5 now. That's a big line for the National Football League. It just is.
It
it's
is.
A big friggin' number. And especially for division rivals, I think it's too big.
Right. 100% right, man. And listen, the Cowboys are going to show up ready to play just like the Eagles are. They both teams is fired up and ready to go. I mean, I know they are, you know.
Yep.
But, Walt, I'm going to tell you this before I let you go. The other night when I was watching the Tigers take on LSU, or Clemson take on LSU, man, in the fourth quarter, with about 8-9 minutes to go, I started thinking about you. I was like, well, I bet if I know Walt's done hit one of his underdog hits because – Cade was throwing pass after pass after
pass. I did.
I remember you touching on, I only missed
one play. I think the Antonio Williams play was negated because he was knocked out in the first half.
It was because I had him too, and then
right,
negated
so
it.
I only missed I missed one, and the one I missed, and that would have been a really big payday. Even with the one gone, it still would have been 4 of 4, and there were all these bonuses, and I supercharged it. So I think I would have won like $2,000 or something had that play hit. And this is what I lost on. I took Wesco's longest reception to be higher than 25 yards, and it was 21.1.
That sucks. I took him on just receiving yards.
Yeah.
Walt, last thing I'm going to say, and then I'll get off here, and a lot of your callers really need to hear me say this. My father-in-law, he listens to your show from time to time, too, but he's never called in or anything like that. But I got him big in the underdog. And, man, he was telling me about this supercharge thing that right before he puts in his bet, he could pay like $8 extra and it would boost his bet up big time.
Yeah, that's what I just mentioned to you.
Dude, I have never, not one time since I've been playing underdog, and I've been one of them people from the beginning, I have never seen it pop up on my phone.
I had never had it pop up either. The first time it popped up for me was on that Clemson play, and I mentioned that. So what I originally did is I was playing with house money, so because I won $700 last week. So I put $100 on that Clemson play, and it was a 5-way play, and then I forget what it was going to win. It was going to win like $1,200, I think, if it hit. But as I was playing it, that supercharge thing popped up, and it said if I add $60, that it will double the payout. And I said, okay, well, it's your money anyway, so I did it. And you know, I came close. I mean, I missed just the one, but Matt, I got to run.
Okay. Anyway, I called customer service, and customer service told me that only a select few people was chosen for the supercharge feature. That it's a test. That if it turns out to work, that everybody can do it.
How about that?
Love your show, man.
Thank you, man. Yeah, it popped up randomly for me. I've only seen it once. Likely, if I see it again, I'll do it. Robert in Georgia, Noah in Spartanburg, come right to you. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers take on the Troy Trojans in Death Valley, and the best coverage anywhere is right here on The Roar. It starts 6 hours before kickoff at 9:30 with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Join Grace and Ashby and me for that. Then transition to 12:30 Tiger tailgate show. Faxon Childress and his crew will take you up to kickoff with Don Munson, Tim Beret, and Reggie Merriweather. And then Donald Clark and I will have all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. It's your home for wall-to-wall Clemson football game day coverage. It's a flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, Our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Mail is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Mail today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Mail, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMail.com.
Reed's Jewelers has expanded their Haywood Mall location, and it's because of their great customers. America's largest family-owned jeweler is in the same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Shop the store and be amazed at how you'll save on diamonds, watches, and more. You're the reason Reed's has grown and moved into their new 21st century expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, delivering superior customer service. Next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
Turning 65? Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm not here to make friends with insurance companies. I'm here to win for injured people, period. When they delay your treatment, lowball your claim, or ghost your calls, that's when we step in. At Tramlin Mills Law Firm, we take it personally because it is personal. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tramlinmills.com. I'm Trey Mills. When you get hurt, we bring the fight.
This is where it starts. Where your story begins. This is the trail you blaze yourself. And step by step, you get stronger, faster, better. This is where it starts. How will you finish? Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Discover unbeatable value at Mattress Max Furniture, where comfort meets affordability. Transform your home with our wide selection of stylish, high-quality furniture and mattresses, all at prices you'll love. Whether you're looking to upgrade your living room, bedroom, or dining area, we have everything you need to create the perfect space. Don't miss out on our exclusive deals and promotions. Shop now at Mattress Max Furniture and experience comfort and savings like never before. Visit us today in Spartanburg or online at mattressmaxfurniture.com and make your home a haven.
Whoa!
Jason Kelce just found out that NFL Sunday Ticket now lets you subscribe month to month.
Yeah!
He just realized you can join and cancel anytime.
Ha-ha! Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now he just found a dollar in the sofa.
Yeah!
And he just saw a great parking spot open up. Look, just because Jason's easily excited doesn't make NFL Sunday Ticket month to month any less great. Right, Jason?
Yeah.
Get NFL Sunday Ticket month to month and cancel anytime. Ooh. Sign up at NFLSundayTicket.com. Renews every month during the 2025 regular season. Cancel anytime. Terms and embargoes apply. No refunds. Commercial use excluded.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it leap, down long, there's Wesco, catches it at the 40, off the race, and he goes, touchdown! Wesco from 76!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Some people say there's a song you can sing that goes on and on forever. When you hear that sound, voices ringing all around, we sing on this one.
Mona, on the community warfare front, this is my favorite. This might be my favorite text of the whole bunch. Every time I go to jail, there's always somebody from Iva or Fair Play in there.
Oh, no.
Texas said, I started on drug 2 weeks ago, mostly baseball. It gives me the boost option just about every time. Yeah, it will give you, you'll get the boost options, but there's something called supercharge that I've only seen one time. And it occurred, the one play I made on it was the Clemson game. And like I said, I made a five-way play. Antonio Williams got bounced out of the five. The five-way play wound up being for $2,400 and something dollars. And Antonio Williams got bounced out because he left in the first half. And I hit the other three. One of them was Cade over his number. I forget what the others were. I think it was TJ Moore over his number. Cade's number was the pass attempts because I knew he would throw the ball a lot. And I forget what the other one was. But I went 3 of 3 on the others. The only one I missed was Wesco. They hit Wesco with a little screen pass or something, and he took off to the goal line, Roman. And I remember thinking, as I was watching that, I was thinking to myself, as that thing was unfolding, I'm thinking, how many yards is that? How many yards is that? Because it had been 25. Had it hit the 25 mark, I think I would have won about, I don't know what the payout would have been, because Antonio Williams would have bounced from it. It might have been like $1,750 or something had he hit the 25. Instead, he went 21 and a half. Ramona is getting me to tell you about Underdog right now, which I will. I love Underdog. It just doesn't get better than Underdog. But, Ramona, I'm actually going to have to wait a minute to tell you about it. So let me get to the phones. It is... lines are jammed again. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Walt, I'm great. I hope y'all are.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. Thank you for getting in.
I got a couple of lines I want to ask you about. But first, I want to just bring up a topic right quick. You know, I heard a lot of talking heads talk about how the SEC was going to get back to conference dominance. They were going to be the best conference this year. And I don't even remember where you stood on that. But after the first week, and I know it was the first week, but you look at teams like Illinois. You know, yeah, they played Western Illinois. Who, by the way, are the Leathernecks. I did not know that. Yeah. I don't know if you knew that, but that's a great nickname. I just think the Big Ten is still going to be the best conference. What do you think?
Well, I think they are until somebody proves otherwise. They've won two straight national championships, and the SEC hasn't even played in the last two national championships. So that ship, for the moment, has sailed. I mean, the SEC has to prove something in that regard. I'm sorry, this is the way it is.
Think it was just typical SEC love to begin the season? Because I don't remember who, you know, they were talking about last year, but probably that's what it was.
Well, Texas was number one preseason, obviously, and they're an SEC purchase, and I don't even really count them amongst two SEC teams, but they do now. But look, I think the SEC's very good this year, and I think, you know, it's certainly possible that one of those teams wins the national title. I mean, when I say one of, I mean either LSU or Texas, because I don't think it's going to be anybody else. I mean, I know they've elevated Georgia now to two or three or wherever they put them, but I think it'll be one of those two teams, and I think that's certainly possible. But again, I think they have something to prove, because right now, they have to make the game. You can't claim you're the greatest league ever and not play for the national championship the last 2 years. You didn't even get to the game. Forget about winning. You didn't get to the game. So, you know, that's the first step. Get to the game, and then we'll see if you can win it.
Yeah. Well, just for the record, Big Ten is the only SEC team in the Final Four. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, Big Ten is first until somebody proves otherwise. I mean, they've won the last two national titles.
I agree. Couple of lines. What do you think of that Florida minus 17.5 against South Florida?
I like South Florida. I mean, I think that...
I figured you...
I love South Florida against Boise State. I thought they would beat them. I didn't know they'd beat their brains in, but they did. I think this is the best South Florida team I've seen in a while, since maybe Jim Levitt was there. And you know, those kids all know each other, so they're natural rivalries. So the kids in South Florida are not going to be afraid of Florida. I just think it's too many points.
Yeah. I'm not picking one way or the other, but it would help my cause if Florida was to come out and cover that. The next one is Illinois-Duke.
I mean,
Illinois is only giving up 3.5.
Well, I mean, I think it's a really tough call. I went back and forth on that game. I think Duke's a good football team. I think they're good defensively. I think they have an elite quarterback in Mensah. You know, and I think they're pretty well coached. So, and they're playing at home. And you know, not that Duke has a huge home field advantage, but football has started to matter a little bit at Duke again. At the same time, I have tremendous respect for Brett Bielema, and you know, and I think you have a talented collegiate leader quarterback. I think at the end of the day, Illinois squeezes by, but that's not really a game I would play.
Yeah, I wouldn't either, but I really am leaning more towards Illinois. I think Bielema's a much better coach than Diaz. So, last but not least, what is it? Who is the caller that's has an infatuation with Kennesaw State? Is it Cliff and Spartanburg or Cliff and Anderson? Or
yeah, Cliff and Spartanburg, yeah.
Okay. Well, Cliff, I will lay those 35.5 points and take Indiana to cover against Kennesaw State. So, Walt, I appreciate it.
I'm taking Kennesaw State. Thank you, Robert. I'm taking Kennesaw State all day. I don't think there's a chance on God's green earth Indiana covers that number. In fact, you might hear that a little bit later. I think Cliff is right on Kennesaw State. You have a really athletic quarterback. You have a converted quarterback, a wide receiver who's athletic. Your running back is a transfer who's explosive. I mean, you know, Kennesaw State probably should have beaten Wake Forest. Certainly could have. You know, I think that was 10-9. And look, Indiana's a lot better than Wake Forest. There's no question about that. But that's a lot of points. A lot of points for an early season game. You know, Indiana. I know Robert is all over this Indiana stuff, but, I mean, they weren't particularly impressive against Old Dominion. And I don't know about covering 35.5. I don't think so. I'm coming to you guys on the phone, so I know you've been hanging on there. Let me tell you about Underdog. Football's back. Underdog's the best place to make picks and win money all season long. You can play right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You can play with as little as a dollar. I don't have anything yet tonight because I was still fooling around with my my password. But now I am in. And... oops, that's the wrong one. I am looking at a 50% profit boost on the NFL. That's a $50 max. I'm going to play that. I don't know what I'm playing with it yet, but I am going to play that. And I'm certainly going to get in on some college football. So I'm going to be in on Underdog really shortly. I'll probably tell you what I did when I get to it. But I'm not in yet for today. But as you know, I'm in every day. Underdog Underdog just makes life a little bit better. And so I pretty much live on it. Hey, listen, download the app today. Sign up with promo code Road Rage, all capital letters, one word. Score $50 in bonus funds when you make your first $5 play. That's promo code Road Rage, all capital letters, one word. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus. Present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _FDFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.ncpgambling.org. You'll 100% thank me later. It's Underdog. And I'm going to tell you about some new offerings on Underdog a little bit later today. All right. It is Noah. Noah, how are you, Noah? Good to have you.
Well, how we doing?
Good, Noah. Appreciate you getting in.
Good. I'm calling about tonight's games. I got a couple opinions. I want it, but I want to hear yours.
All right.
So I'm on Cowboys +8. I took that last night. I took this all last night about like 11:30.
Okay.
I was asleep, so... The tire disc could have led some of this. Cowboys +8. I think the sharp money comes in and it takes it back down to like 7. I said this on Facts and Show earlier. I think it opened at 6.5. I don't think Parsons is that big of a difference, so I want the free point essentially. So I took the +8. I don't think they win, but I think they cover. And then I got Dak over 22 completions, Devonta Smith over 4.5 receptions, George Pickens 46 receiving yards, and I got Pickens to get a touchdown.
I thought the Pickens number was higher than that. I thought I saw 52 or something on Pickens. You got Pickens at 46?
Yeah, I got 46 plus, and it could just be the sign I'm using, you know what I'm saying? But
the line
parlay, it's 46 plus at least.
The line on that game is 8.5. So it's 8.5 at every hotel that I see. So I think it's too many points. I just think it's a division game. It's the opening game of the season. It's the it's the National Football League, first of all. And you just don't see a lot of games that are decided by double figures, which you're going to need, basically, if you take the Eagles on that deal.
Home divisional dogs, they cover it like a 54% clip. So it's like, I'll take that all day.
Dallas isn't home.
I'm not at home. I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah. But I still think it's just a lot of points for a divisional game, especially a season opening game. You know, every year teams have new identities. Yes, the Eagles were the best team in the NFL by a mile at the end of last season, and were deserving Super Bowl winners, and we knew they would crush Kansas City, and we said it's a line of scrimmage game, and there's no way Kansas City can compete, and they couldn't. But it's a new year, you know, and I'm always a little reluctant about defending Super Bowl champions early because I don't know, you know, about what their intensity level is. Now, that probably – it probably helps the Eagles that it's the Cowboys, you know, in game one. It probably helps them in that regard.
Yeah, big rival game, yeah.
And then from a Chiefs standpoint, you know, they, again, fall into the category of Super Bowl loser, and almost invariably Super Bowl losers collapse the following year. So, listen, even with the offensive line issue with Slater – I still will not be surprised if the Chargers beat the Chiefs.
That was really what I was about to ask you. I was going to say, you don't think Slater being out impacts that much?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal because that's how Harbaugh's trying to build that team. And with Slater and Ault, you had elite bookend tackles, you know, and now you don't. So, yeah, I mean, that's an issue with how they want to play. There's no question about it. But I still... I'm still concerned about the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs are in for sort of a rough season, despite the fact that right now everything looks good on paper for them and everyone's saying the right things and all that stuff. I do think their receiving corps looks like it'll be a little better because it'll be healthier. But Travis Kelce's going to have to prove he isn't washed because I thought at the end of the year he looked washed.
How do you feel about Dolphins' money line? I mean, they're plus 1.5 in Indy on Sunday at 1. I mean,
I'm not taking the Dolphins on anything ever.
That would be a pick against Daniel Jones more than a pick for Dolphins.
I know. I understand it. I'm just not doing it. I think the Dolphins. I don't know what the Dolphins are doing. I hate Tua. I hate Greer. I think Greer's an idiot. I think he's trying to destroy that football team. I'm not even sure what he's trying to do. It's like, it looks like he's trying to rebuild it for 3 years from now. Well, good luck. I mean, this is the National Football League, and my computer tells me it's 9/4/2025. So I don't give a rat's friggin' A what you do 3 years from now. I want to know what you're going to do this week. And I don't trust them at all. I really don't. I think they could finish last.
It's like they say, healthy. What do you get? You don't know. I don't know. It's so, the Dolphins are so up in the air because you have big names, but they haven't ever been healthy.
They lose every real game they play. They lose every real game they play.
Don't go to the cold.
No, I got to run. No, I'm way past the break. Thanks. Quick break. It's Jason and Matt on the other side.
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers take on the Troy Trojans in Death Valley, and the best coverage anywhere is right here on The Roar. It starts 6 hours before kickoff at 9:30 with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Join Grace and Ashby and me for that. Then transition to 12:30 Tiger Tailgate Show. Faxon Childress and his crew will take you up to kickoff with Don Munson, Tim Beret, and Reggie Merriweather. And then Donald Clark and I will have all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. It's your home for wall-to-wall Clemson football game day coverage, a flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call, as Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Time to take your lawn to school with Grass Nerds, your local lawn care experts. Our tailored programs cater to all grass types, ensuring your lawn stands out in a class of its own. From weed control and fertilization to soil sample analysis, let the nerds be your grass professors. If you're tired of battling weeds and want to enjoy a beautiful lawn without the hassle, allow Grass Nerds to take the guesswork out of the grass work, where every lawn graduates with honors. Enroll today at grassnerds.com.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. Jerry, the Beacon opened back in 1946. How many years have we been serving great food at great prices?
Hey, Plante!
70 years. How many folks are we still serving every week?
Hey, Plante!
Well, like you always say, I like my job, but I love my customers. But can you say something other than hey, Plante?
Call it!
Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John White Boulevard in Spartanburg, where the food is still always good since 1946.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Walked up to the road rage. Hey, Ramon, I got a story for you. It runs sort of similar to a recent story that I never thought I would see again. But a week later, it happened again.
What happened?
I'll tell you in a little bit. Jason in Columbia. Jason, good to have you, Jason.
Hey, well, and I've enjoyed all the geographic smack talk.
Yeah, how about that?
I've had a job before, like 15 years ago, that required me to drive all over the state to meet with people. And there were, I mean, even as someone who grew up in the state, there were just so many places I had never been through before. I actually enjoyed it. I did it for about 3 years, and it was pretty cool getting to see different places. But, you know, Walt, when you grow up on the mean streets of the PD like I did, you fear no man. So, I mean, I'm sure the upstate's got some rough areas. Obviously, I mean, the Midlands is basically, what's that old live PD show that got banned for a while? I mean,
oh,
they basically
set up
shop outside of Columbia or in Columbia for good reason, obviously. But no, the PD not only has the meanest streets, but the best barbecue. So I'll take that to my grave with me.
Okay, there
but,
you go. What's the worst job you ever had, Jason? At any age, what's the worst job you ever had?
Oh, working for my dad, hands down. I had to, so high school, instead of enjoying the summer, and I worked during the year too, but especially during the summer, I was
at 6 a.m. and start
unloading 18-wheelers.
Oh, yeah, I remember this. I don't know how, but like a number of years ago, we actually had this conversation. Because I remember that now that you say that. Because the worst job I ever had when I was a kid was one summer raking rocks on a would-be golf course. That was the worst.
I do remember it. Yes.
Yes. That was worse than prison work. Really. It was just brutal.
Well, yeah,
it was metal rakes and we had to rake the rock and it was all rocks. It was like a dumb place to even try and put a golf course. You know, they decided to put a golf course on a rock field.
Well, that's like a Johnny Cash song. You were in there with at Folsom Prison, raking the rocks. Yeah, I remember we talked about it because then the terrible part of that job was, you know what, when I finished unloading the 18-wheelers at 6 in the morning, which you can imagine was great, and it's, you know, no air conditioning, obviously, it was 110 degree heat index already. And then, you know, my dad came up with the bright idea, we've got this million square foot warehouse, and I want you to weigh and measure every parcel that's in this warehouse and write it down. So you talk about, I felt
what
like
did
I
you
was
do wrong
rocks.
That he got you to do that?
I was clearly not the favorite child. There were more in the family that got office jobs. I did not. That'll come as a shock, right, Ramon and I, for some reason. But anyway. No, this has been a great show. I mean, I think after, like you said, all the LSU breakdown, we needed to just maybe move on to something else. Yeah, you know, don't you know coaches absolutely hate Twitter and YouTube and all of the ways that people break down.
It
would have been like me or you, you know, raking rocks and then someone videotaping us raking the rocks and putting it up on YouTube for the next week and ripping us apart,
right,
you know,
right.
Our form. So, but no, I'm so ready to move on to Troy. And like you said, it's an overmatched opponent. We know that. But I just want to see some good vibes, man.
Yeah.
I want to see some good vibes.
That's what it is.
I would assume, Walt, that we're not going to play Barnes or Antonio. I mean, I'm assuming you would want to rest their hammy and
yeah.
And
yeah, I would think
you know that's not an ailment you want to mess with.
Yeah.
And I just think even if it's an overmatched opponent, that'll give Cade a little more time to get used to. You know, maybe Tyler Brown takes some more. I thought Tyler Brown was a bright spot in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, considering we basically didn't get to see him all of last year.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I would agree with that. If we're going to force bright spot recognition on offense, he was probably one of them.
Yeah, it's probably like if I pull up his stats, it's probably like 3 catches for 25 yards. But, you know, relative to everybody else on the field, he looked okay. But, and, you know, I know sometimes people say, well, we want to come out and just pound the rock for 3 hours or throw. I mean, obviously, we need to do both.
Yeah.
We need to get both the offense, the passing game and the running game into a rhythm there. And then, hey, real quickly, I just was wondering what you think with NFL kicking off tonight. I was really happy that the Niners got their little snafu worked out with Juwan Jennings. I know he's not a star receiver or anything, but he's a tough player.
Yeah, he's an important piece.
Yeah, I mean, he would have been a 1,000-yard receiver if he didn't get thrown out in the last game last year for fighting. I mean, he's that kind of dude. I mean, he likes to mix it up. You know, if the Niners had pulled off that Super Bowl 2 years ago,
like Jennings, Jason? I personally don't like him because I can't figure him out on underdog. Every time I try and play him, I think this is a game he's going to excel in. He does nothing. Then I back off him the next game, and the next game he catches 100 yards worth of passes. So that's my dislike of Jennings is personal. My bankroll personal.
Well, you know, hey, with Ayuk starting the season on the shelf, I think he's definitely going to see the ball a lot. I tell you what, there's a lot of hype on Ricky Pearsall and having a connection with Purdy coming off of the training camp here. Apparently, he's healthy.
Well,
he looks smooth. I mean, in the preseason games.
Yeah, I think Pearsall's elite. I mean, I think he has a chance to be an all-league player. I mean, I think he's that gifted.
Yeah, last one here. What do you think about them picking up Brian Robinson? I'm pretty excited to have a McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Just please, Kyle, don't run McCaffrey down into just grind him down into stone over the course of the season. You got two backs now, and obviously they got Isaac Garrido as a kind of a third or fourth option when he's healthy. But I like this McCaffrey
Robinson
back.
By the way, he's a 220-pound back with sprinter speed. You know,
yes.
You got a nice little group there.
It's funny you say that, and unfortunately he's been dinged up, but there's a 49er guy, used to be a scout that I like to listen to, and since Garrido got to San Francisco, he said, you know what, make this guy, I don't care what you got to do, make him a quasi-fullback even, you know, he is a big physical dude that has sprinter speed, like you said, and can fly. Just get him on the field any way you can and feed him.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think when he's had opportunity, he's looked pretty dangerous. So, yeah, you've definitely got some pieces, Jason, no question about it.
Yeah, bounce back here, baby. Yep, bounce back year after Super Bowl collapse.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Thank you, Jason. The year after, yes. Noah, how are you, Noah? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, can you hear me okay? I'm talking over to the car speaker.
Yeah, we got you, Noah.
Sweet. Yeah, hands-free law. Couldn't believe it. But real quick, Kentucky sucks per usual. The only thing that we really got going for us is a good – I mean, our running game, I mean, maybe we can muck the waters up a little bit and beat Ole Miss with a running game. Probably not, but we'll see. Looks like I'll be a Kansas Jayhawk fan for the rest of the year. But I tell you what, man, I'm so tired of hearing these Clemson fans. I understand it wasn't a great outing for you guys, but at least you're a diehard Kentucky fan where it's like you get one game into it and you're like, well, looking forward to basketball season. So it's like, good God, man, at least Clemson will go. Clemson's going to win 9 games, at least for sure. I mean, probably 10 or 11, but at least 9. Kentucky, we are going to be that John Summerall is probably going to take the Alabama job when Kellen DeBoer gets fired.
And then, yeah, you know, who are we going to hire?
I don't know. I don't know if Alabama is going to hire John Summerall. I wouldn't count on that.
Well, I hope Kentucky does, because, you know, it's got to be better than, you know, freaking Bob Stoops Jr., because I love Mark Stoops, man. He's a good fella. I mean, he's done a lot for us, but it's like, good God, man. Like, how many transfer quarterbacks are we going to play? I mean, this guy's. I mean, he needs to be working like me. He needs to be popping in, going to work every day. But he's playing college football for Kentucky. It's like, please, God, give me Cutter Bowley, somebody. Appreciate you,
Walt. Thank you. No, that's hysterical, bro. He's talking about Zach Calzada, his new quarterback, who's like 27 years old and has been playing college football forever. And Noah says, and our new transfer quarterback, he said, for God's sake, he needs to be working like me. Yeah. It's true. There just comes a point where, you know, you need to actually give up the play stuff and you actually need to go make a living somewhere doing something, you know, go rake rocks, go do something. Because, you know, the thing is, I think Kentucky's going to give Ole Miss all they can handle. And I believe only Quack and I picked Kentucky, but I actually feel pretty confident about that. Confident enough that it might be a road rage guarantee. We'll see before the end of the show. Ole Miss just does not play well against Kentucky. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560 Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
America is in a health crisis, a crisis that is affecting not just strangers across the country, but you, me, friends.